Bush and Richie here with your daily takeaway podcast. A show lies ahead, which you're going to love, full of 80s toys and sound of the decades and sound of the season, in fact, actually. But before we get into that, since we are talking about products and toys, and it's been Black Friday recently as well, Cyber Monday, etc., I have found this incredible thing that I think it's been pushed to me as an advert whilst I've been scrolling through Instagram stories or whatever. But it's an incredible thing that I am now obsessed with. And,
okay.
I've been looking at it nonstop. They are called Echo Radios.
Echo Radios.
Now, this has got nothing to do with the 3i Atlas, which was my previous obsession. And this has got nothing to do with space travel. They've come out of America, right? They're like long-distance walkie-talkies.
Right.
And the companies that make them are saying that if you have this long-distance walkie-talkie, you never have to pay for a mobile phone bill again, because you just have a walkie-talkie that's in constant connection with the person who's got the other walkie-talkie.
So if you and I had an Echo Radio...
Yep.
Okay. And we're not paid by Echo Radio.
We're not paid by Echo Radio.
So if you and I had one of these devices, would I also be able to use it to call our producer Nick, or is it just between the two of us?
That's a very good point, and I don't know that. I mean, maybe we'd have to get like a set of three and we all had a frequency, a little bit like Convoy. But there's a footnote to this. So this looks amazing. I've emailed them this morning saying, do these work in the UK? And the lady replied, so yeah, they're great coverage in the UK. Mm. So I was saying, this is great. However, I did read some notes underneath it. Apparently, one of the frequencies, if we do get ourselves set up with three-way walkie-talkie, mm-hmm. me, you and Nick, one of the frequencies is used, I think, by emergency services, and that would end up with us going to prison.
Yes, it would.
So we just avoid that one.
Yeah.
Don't get on, like, police stuff or priests.
Right.
Let's not get involved with priests either.
No.
And then we'll be fine. But can you imagine having a thing that's like a walkie-talkie, you never have to worry about, oh, we've got no signal in there or whatever. Do you know what
Sounds
I mean?
Like a very cool premise. Very cool premise.
Yeah.
The slight possibility of jail time...
That's what I like about
it. To use a Dragon's Den thing, I'm out. You might have to find another end for your particular Echo.
That sounds personal. Well, look, all right then. Well, you'll be really jealous when me and producer Nick are doing two full come in over and all that.
What,
kind
is that between your two cells?
That's what it'll be.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Can I just say that my day off yesterday was all to do with my child being ill and nothing to do with Everton losing 4-1 because I went to see them. Okay? Let's put it out there. We're on a mission. We're going to try and find what is the greatest Christmas toy or Christmas toys of the 1980s. So as you get older, you kind of lose that joy of sitting in PJs tearing open Christmas presents on Christmas morning because you grow up and you have to pretend to like socks or electric razors and stuff. But we want you to cast your minds back to when you were a kid and you got proper toys, in that I feel like people had less stuff back in the 80s. Mm. I had less toys than my kids have got now. And I feel like that, you know, with more plasticky stuff knocking around, people love things a little bit less, which is why I think, you know, the Toy Story movies resonated so much with everybody. So if there's a toy, think back to when you were a kid, if you were a kid in the 1980s or whatever, was there one toy that stood out that you loved getting for Christmas?
For me, it's not a story of joy. It's actually a story of jealousy. I remember my brother getting Castle Grayskull for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Which was Skeletor's lair in He-Man. We loved He-Man. And boy, it was... I'll say right now, it was his present. We fought over that. And I had no rights to whatsoever.
Yeah.
But it was so cool, Castle Grayskull.
Skeletor had a sweet pad, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
Always quite fancied Evil Lynn.
Did you? Right.
Was he get like Skeletor's girlfriend? I'm not too sure. I think they went out with each other for a bit. And then they're just friends.
You would if he lived in that house.
Right, I mean, he had a portcullis.
Yes.
Not many places you can say about that. For me, it was all about Transformers, genuinely. I still, to this day, love the Transformers. I had one called Jetfire. It was like a big Transformer. He turned into like a jet, funnily enough. But I sold him at a car boot sale for like a quid or something, which still hurts to this day. But like all the different plane versions of Transformers, like Starscream and Thundercracker and all that kind of stuff. I also had one Transformer called, was it called Ironhide? And he just turned into like a really rubbish camper van. Really bizarre. But do you know the weird thing about the Transformers? I love their little faces.
Yes.
Little tiny faces they got there as well. So even when I see one now, it fills me with so much joy. So if there's a toy that you have a special place for in your heart that's from the 1980s and you believe it to be the ultimate 80s Christmas toy, get in touch now. We want to hear about it.
Richard is putting forward Big Track, actually claiming that Big Track is still the greatest Christmas present I've ever received, he says. The downside being he's never quite got over not getting the trailer.
Oh, the funny thing about Big Track was What did you do? You used to put in a code and then whack a bar of saurine into your nan's legs when she's watching telly. What was the point of it? I've never understood the point of it.
There was no point.
There was just used to carry stuff around and smack into the walls.
Yeah, and not invariably go where it meant to.
It needs to come back. They need to have a little comeback with it. Another thing that needs to come back is the suggestion from Ed on social media. He says, what about the... is it called the Technotronic? Isn't that an album or a band? Yeah, Technotronic 3D. You look for a pair of sci-fi goggles and played a video game. They had Shark Attack was one of them. Could have easily been adapted to show a bit of blue, like my mate John's Meta thing that he's got going on. But again, early technology back in those days. There was a whole slew of sticky glass-topped arcade things that you had in family rooms and pubs in the 1980s. They don't do family rooms anymore now, do they?
No, you don't. No, you're lucky to find a pub.
You can't. Yeah, well, this is it. You can't leave your kids in a really cold, damp room with Frogger on a glass table.
Game's gone.
And a load of them circular brass ornaments, horse brasses in the corner. Martin from Wokingham says, Bush and Richie, I still have I think it's called an AT-AT or an AT-AT Walker in the loft. I always hoped I'd be able to give it to my son, but he doesn't like Star Wars. Also still have the original Starscream Transformer.
Wow.
Might be worth a few, Bob.
Liz, your memory?
It's got to be the big yellow teapot.
Sounds like a nightclub in Manchester.
No, it was a big yellow teapot thing that was shite. It was a doll's house, but they were like... oh, they'd be like Sylvanian families now.
What, are there animal people living in it? Who was living in the doll's house?
No, they were... do you remember them? Mobile, I think they were called.
Oh, yeah. They had little detachable hairstyles and stuff.
That's it. Those characters.
Okay.
It was those characters, and it was a doll's house shaped like a teapot.
Was there like a tea set that went with it, Elisa? I don't think it was a toy that necessarily went across. I think when Bush and I were going through the Argos catalogue, we might have flicked past the yellow teapot page.
I missed it.
If it was a girl's section, then yeah.
Proving once again, and let's not, we don't have to get into this on the show this evening, girls' toys nowhere near as good as boys' toys from the 1980s.
I do agree with that. I did enjoy my brother's more than I enjoyed mine. I mean, my brother had Transformers, Ghostbusters, all that. They were amazing.
And your teapot can't transform into a robot, can it?
No, but it had a sunroof.
Now you're talking. Now you're
talking. Like a loft area.
Lovely to meet you. Take care.
Thank you.
Karen says, has anyone mentioned Frogger yet? I mean, the yellow tabletop arcade game. Best game ever. Michelle, what would you like to suggest?
My Etch-A-Sketch. I was desperate for an Etch-A-Sketch, and then I begged and begged and begged for an Etch-A-Sketch. Got one, and then on Boxing Day, it was on the floor under something. I trodden it and smashed it.
Sure, I think you did yourself a favour.
What?
Well, Etch-A-Sketch. No, that's terrible. No. Honestly, sorry about this. We need to be really honest. We're going to discuss 80s toys. Etch-A-Sketch, all it did was make drawing more difficult for you.
True, but it's good as a challenge to try and draw something. And I've seen people draw amazing art on them. I don't know how they do it, but I have seen since people do amazing pictures like the Mona Lisa and stuff on them.
I do wonder whether those images are AI.
I think it might be AI. Michelle.
Do you think?
Hope we haven't cancelled a core childhood memory for you, Michelle.
You have a little bit.
I do feel for Michelle, though, because it doesn't matter what anyone... if there was a present that you were wanting desperately and you finally received it on any Christmas day and then you then broke it on Boxing Day, that's hard.
That was really harsh, and I wasn't allowed to get another one because it was my fault. And I just got told off, and I cried and cried and cried.
People always say that the weather was colder during Victorian times. Was it, Michelle?
I went 80s child.
Oh, 1880s.
I did like you guys. I've got a pottery painting business, and I'm in here in my cabin now painting pottery, waiting for a customer to turn up. He's lost. And I heard you guys say a couple of years ago, I think it was, even a year ago, about how you wanted a tea bag pot to use tea bags in.
Yes,
sounds like something we would have covered.
Meaning to paint you one. I haven't done it yet. I will do so. You have to tell me where to send it.
Oh, we'd love that. Well, do send it to Absolute Radio, London.
And wouldn't that go nice on our tea tray? That's all you need. They'll know who we are when you get to the city limits.
Perfect. Bush and Richie, Absolute Radio London. I'll do that.
Yeah, something like that.
Michelle, lovely to speak to you. Thank you so much. And I was only joking about the whole Victorian thing. You sound a lot younger than that.
Oh,
Thank you. I am.
At least wartime. Okay, take it easy.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Good to have you back. Missed you yesterday. I know you were attending to a poorly child.
Florence Nightingale over here.
yesterday, when I got home after a day here on my own, I had to contend with one of the other problems of parenthood is when you get in and you see something and you think to yourself, oh, cheers, kids. Brilliant. Great. Thanks for that.
What have they done?
So yesterday, Rocco lost one of his teddies. Okay. And what he decided to do was make a lost teddy poster. Cute.
That lovely. Cute. That
very
good.
He did a decent job, said lost teddy, and a picture of said lost teddy.
Did he write his mobile number onto loads of little cuts bits at the bottom so people could pull it off?
See, that is where the practicalities drop down, because there wasn't any details of how to get in touch with him should you find lost teddy.
It's a first step in the right direction.
But what he then decided to do was to display the lost teddy poster that he'd made on the wall of the hallway of the house, using around about 8 metres of sellotape on a painted wall.
Kids love sellotape, don't they? Love sticking stuff.
They do. He'd used excessive sellotape, and no matter how carefully I peeled it off, It has left marks and taken flecks of paint off everything. So it's a whole repaint job for me. So thank you very much, kids.
Yeah, I guess he thought he was doing the right thing. I mean, did his teddy bear ever make an appearance? Has it been
10 minutes after I got home?
Oh, dear.
So it was never lost.
And he's already done a media campaign.
Exactly, and he'd just done a dad look for it.
He'd done the centre pages of the Express this morning. He spent a lot of money on it, to be fair.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, you see something, you think, oh, cheers, kids, great, that's brilliant. Well done.
Well, I have said to them a lot of times that they don't respect our property, which I can hear my dad saying that to me and my brother when I was a kid. You don't respect our property and all this kind of thing. But they've destroyed. We had this, I remember us getting, again, you look at it now, you wouldn't think it. We bought what we thought was a really nice couch or sofa, like a green couch. And they've just, the pair of them, the two youngest ones, have absolutely destroyed. Actually, the three of them, right? Because the 7-year-old and the 3-year-old have just drawn all over it. Okay.
You'd kind of expect that of 7 and 3-year-olds.
They've just drawn all over. Mm-hmm. There's these things called Posca pens that seem like a good idea for doing artwork, but all they do, they just like draw faces and that on really expensive couches. And then the teenager, if the vandalry of the other two wasn't that bad enough, the teenager refuses to sit normally on the seat. She perches on the arm of the couch.
Oh, I hate it when kids sit on arms of couches.
What is this? Some kind of like breakout session at a work away day? Sit properly.
David in Bournemouth with a story of his son putting a jam sandwich in the VHS recorder back in the day.
My cousin Chris Marsden from Liverpool, is legendary in the family for doing that. Because I think his dad, my uncle Neil, bought like one of the first like top-loading VHSs around when in the 80s. And he stuffed a jam sarnie in there. And we always talk about it, each family thing. He's now a commander in the Royal Navy.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
He's in charge of an entire boat. So there you go. Well done, Chris.
Steve's got in touch with one, shared a picture actually, of a back-sized shaped hole in the plasterboard after his kids decided to practice their rugby tackling on the landing.
Oh my word. Actually, it takes me back. Do you remember I told this story before when my dad told me off not to try and practice bowling, overarm bowling in our hallway? Smashed the lamp. That was the end of my cricket career. That's why I can't join in any of the conversations with you guys.
That's it.
This text says, my young cousin wants... put a rubber pig up the chimney on Christmas Eve. When the fire was lit Christmas morning, the fire brigade had to be called. Thanks, kids. That's pretty bad.
Dear, oh dear, that's horrendous.
It's a bad...
Natalie, what happened?
Well, it was when I was a child. Me and my sister decided to make a sponge cake.
Ooh,
but
that's
on
nice.
The carpet. Yeah, well, no, not so much, because we made it on the carpet without a bowl.
Without a bowl?
Yeah. So, apparently we did a very good mix. But
And so was that in the lounge, or where were you making this impromptu cake?
Yeah, in the living room. So, we were not very popular, as you can imagine. We broke the hoover when my mum was trying to clean it up.
I know you're 5 and 3, but I don't understand the lot. Surely you've seen like programmes and you know that a bowl is integral. What made you think of just doing it on a carpet?
I was 5.
That's a good point. How were you thinking of cooking that thing? That's the final thing.
Well, we didn't get that far. We just wanted to make a mess.
So, like, in terms of, have you got your own children, Natalie?
No, thankfully, because I don't want them to turn out like me.
Fair enough. Don't trust Auntie Natalie, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I do have a nephew. Hopefully he's not as bad as we were.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
Tuesdays after six is the club night here on the Home Time Show. And what we like to do is celebrate people who are dropping off at clubs, picking up from clubs, or going to clubs themselves. And like I say, just to underline that, although the music we're playing in the background would say otherwise, we don't mean nightclubbing. But hey, if you're going nightclubbing on a Tuesday night, we tip our hats to you.
Text here says, just picking my son Harry up from his football club. It's my birthday today, so not really the activity that you want to be doing. It's a wild evening, although it's not too bad as my gorgeous husband, another son, are cooking me spaghetti and venison meatballs. Not lamb. That's a reference to errant shopping from me a few weeks back.
Oh, yeah?
And followed by red velvet and lemon drizzle cupcakes. Now, look, this isn't Friday night. We don't need to know about dinners tonight. Thank you.
This is a late shout for the Henry VIII Awards coming up on Friday's show.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive. Now, here's an interesting one. Claire in Bath has been on to say, I am about to pick my son up from cricket. We mentioned earlier on, you know, could people be playing cricket on a cold Tuesday night like it is right now? She says they're sensibly playing indoors. But before then, taking him straight after that to rugby training, where they're stupidly playing outdoors. She adds, I know which sport I'd love to choose.
Cricket training and rugby training on the same night in December.
Isn't that incredible?
That's madness.
And the parental love of Claire and Bath giving up her Tuesday night to go and do that for her kids.
I'm glad we can recognise it here on the Home Time Club night.
I used to do chess club when I was at Scouts, Cub Scouts or whatever.
Did you?
Going for a chess badge. And I remember going to a competition, and the kid I was playing, kept saying, well, you can't move there because that would be checkmate. And I was like, thank you so much.
That's really kind.
That's so kind of him. I didn't realise it was the rules of the game.
I do feel like I've slurred chess people, so I must apologise.
No, it's fine. I mean, I did try to get back into it during lockdown, and then I realised it's like really boring. It makes you want to cry a little bit. I watched that, what was that thing on Netflix called? Queen's Gambit. I made loads of people want to get into chess, didn't it?
It's a chess movie, yes.
Yeah, let's go and get into chess. And you open the box, I think, oh, Jesus Christ.
Lisa and Tristan en route to Glebe FC under-12s training. They're off to club night.
Bet it's cold. And hi to Kim Collier, who says Steve, as if I know who Steve is, has gone off to his running club, and I'm home alone eating a Slimming World ready meal.
Oh.
I bet that's bleak. When's Steve back? Get him to pick someone up on the way home.
Is it bleaker than chess?
It's up there.
Cash for Kids, Mission Christmas. On Absolute Radio.
John Stratton from Cash for Kids. How are you doing? How's things been with the world of Mission Christmas since we saw you last time?
It's been a busy week, I'm not going to lie to you. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of gifts coming through, which is amazing, but we still have quite a long way to go.
Mission Christmas HQ, there has to be like a central HQ, because as you were explaining to us last week, got all these drop-off points across the UK. Every Wix has got one for any gifts that you can try and help us with our campaign to make sure no child goes without a gift on Christmas Day. They've all got to go somewhere, so that's where you are, this central hub?
Absolutely. I'm in one of the HQs. We've actually got multiple ones around the country. There's 23 HQs around the country, right, to try and make sure we can reach all of the kids that we need to reach. I'm in the one in Manchester. And actually, I'd quite like you guys to come and see us.
We don't have to cycle, do we?
Yeah, please don't make a cycle up there.
Now, there's a thought.
You know, we would love to cycle along a wet A road like we did during the Liverpool to London thing. So, I mean, what, we can come and do a radio show from the Home Time show from the Mission Christmas HQ in Manchester?
Absolutely. We'll set up a studio for you. Why don't you come and see how the magic happens?
That'd be great.
That would be good. Would we be allowed to have a go on a forklift truck, or is that something we need to talk about?
I mean, let me make sure the health and safety person's busy on that day, and we'll see how we get on.
Brilliant. Count us in. That's going to be great.
We will be there to see where all these gifts are ending up that people are donating, and to understand how the operation works, and to try and rally everybody right up until the last possible collection day.
Absolutely, it'd be great to see you, because it's quite something when you step into one of our HQs and you see these piles of gifts that people have donated. You know, it really brings it to life. So, yeah, it'd be great to show you guys around.
Well, and one more time, for people who are listening and might not know so much about Mission Christmas, just, you know, you mentioned last week just that incredible number of children that are living on the poverty line. Tell us that once more time.
So there's an estimated 4.5 million children living in poverty in the UK, and some of those are really at risk of not having any presents on Christmas Day. So we are trying to reach all of those children.
Brilliant. Well, hopefully we can make a difference. And thank you to everyone who's donated so far. John, we will see you at the warehouse.
We'll see you soon.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Well, there's the show. You'll have just heard before that then, in the intro to the podcast, that Richie has ruled himself out of the handheld radio bundle that we're going
to
buy.
Happy to still do home time.
Yeah.
But I'm just ruling myself out of the handheld radio thing that you've been interested by.
Do you know what? If it goes badly wrong, me or Nick can smuggle it in our bum bums into prison and we can still chat to you then.